Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hopefully, I get an opportunity to go lots of ham.
That hit a giant!
No.
I don't know what the hell they're doing here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Touchdown! Michael Irvin!
Prepare yourselves.
Move over, sweetness! Make a place for Emmett!
For Sham Goes Ham.
The dog! Touchdown, Barry!
Welcome into yet another edition of Sham Goes Ham. Thanks to Zach Walchuk, who always pulls aside these highlights for us. And fellas, we're going to start this edition of Sham Goes Ham, and I believe for the first time all season, we're going to start things on the opening kickoff.
Cowboys and the 8-1 Eagles, and Elliott's kick high and end over end, and Switzer will return it from the 3. Up the middle of the 15, outside right, 25, 35. 45, stutter step, Eagle territory, across the 40 to around the 37-yard line. Well, that's one way to start.
That was awesome. It was great to see, and I keep thinking he's going to take one to the house. Something's going to break, and that was a great way to start. And, man, to see him in the locker room, he's a guy who's lost all confidence. He's made some mistakes. It's not been anywhere near as easy in the league as maybe he thought it was going to be based on how easy it was for him in college. And I feel like he's a guy, more than anything, who just needs some positive plays to go in the right direction to get his confidence back.
I think you, at the very end of that run, you could see what a confident player he was. The way he got those final 5 yards, it looked like he was waiting to go out of bounds. He was waiting for an additional seam. It was really impressive running. And Ben's right, man. A lot of things have gone poorly for him this year, but he is undeterred, man. That was a very impressive run back.
The Cowboys' offense was unable to take advantage of the great starting field position, so Mike Nugget hit the field goal to make this score 3-0 Cowboys early. And so then it was time for the Eagles to get the ball, and let's just enjoy Brad Sham introducing the Eagles' offensive line.
Jason Kelce, two-time Pro Bowler, the centers of great offensive line. Stefan Wisniewski and Brandon Brooks, the guards. Halapalovai Vitae and Lane Johnson of the tackles. I mangled his first name. I don't care.
That's a tough one. I remember when he was coming out of TCU. We're like, yeah, TCU offensive lineman. I don't know how to say his name.
That was kind of a Francesa Antetokounmpo moment.
Vitae is better than Chaz Green.
Well.
Tizzle?
Shipping?
The Eagles would respond with a 75-yard drive of their own. And Kenyon Barner would give the Eagles their first lead of the game. And then you always have the fun Brad and Babe debate over whether or not the review is going to stand.
And they're going to run the play. They're going to hand the ball off. Bouncing around right guard down to the goal line. Touchdown, Kenyon Barner. And the Eagles have their first lead.
We're getting a replay up on our...
Yeah, it appears that there's a possibility that Barner's shoulder or left buttock might have been on the ground before the ball crossed the plane.
Boy, that is so close. It is.
Yeah, they might mark it back. They might
you
say.
You think so?
Yeah, they might. I don't think it's going to matter much, but they might.
I mean, I'll go either way with this one. You could get 100 people.
I'm going to say it's not a score. They're going to have to run another play.
All right. After reviewing the play, the rule on the field stands. Yeah. Touchdown.
I'm going to say whatever Babe says.
Well, I honestly would have said stand. You just wasn't enough there.
You know, buttocks is such a strange word.
It is,
and I've
so weird.
Never heard anyone go with the singular buttock.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, but I also thought it was such a strong pronunciation of it. Like like the talk part.
Yeah.
He brought that talk part really, really hard.
Well, fast forward a couple of Cowboys possessions with another Mike Nugget field goal squeezed in there. And the score is 7-6 Cowboys, 2nd and 10 from the Dallas 20, and oh no.
Prescott in the gun, handoff to play fake to Rod. There's a slant over the middle, tipped and intercepted. At the 25, down to the 20-yard line, and Rodney McLeod, the safety, is out of bounds. The receiver was Terrence Williams, and the ball went right out of his arms and up into the air and into the hands of the former St. Louis Ram, Rodney McLeod.
Man, it sucks, but that's the way he catches the ball. He's going to wait till that ball gets to him, and he's either going to trap it or he's going to let it bounce off his shoulder pad. And it's interesting because, we've been talking about these little trust issues. How many times is Dak going to be comfortable with a ball bouncing off that guy's shoulder pad and being up for grabs?
Man, I was thinking that it was so great that he signed here and showed loyalty and took less money.
Yeah.
But, man, he's just not very good. And if you're going to let every ball get into your body, that's just terrible. And I remember Jesse Holly, the first one who brought that up, and I can't see anything else now watching him. And you just can't have that.
No.
You just can't have it.
You catch the ball with your hands, and it takes that element out of it in most situations. There's still going to be times. Hey, we've talked about this. As Dak worked on his velocity in the offseason, sometimes he throws it too hard. He's going to have to find that sweet spot where the touch is. But that's a couple really back-breaking interceptions this year that just bounced off T. Will's shoulder pad. That sucks.
Well, the Eagles' offense couldn't get much going from there, so they lined up for the 34-yard field goal.
And the 34-yard kick by Elliott is up, and it's wide right. How about that? You get intercepted at your own 15-yard line, and the other team gets a bagel with a big schmear.
That's the moment where, and shout out to all our Jewish friends from Brad, that was the moment where I thought, you know what? We might do the unthinkable. Things are going our way, and then Dak was dancing as he went out there. And I thought, man, things are lining up for one of those kind of special nights that really happened, and the specialness ended pretty soon after
that. Yeah, it was pretty much gone after that.
Now, he wasn't already concussed at that point when he kicked that, was he? I'm thinking no.
I don't know.
But
I thought
it happened on a kickoff.
He was. It happened on the opener.
Yeah.
The opening kickoff.
So he was okay to go back out there and kick?
I don't know. That's a good question, man. Will they get fined and have draft picks taken away from them?
I was wondering, if Wentz was in the concussion protocol. He went in the tent, right?
In the tent, yeah.
And he was like 1 for 11 after that. I mean, if you look at their drive chart, they just stalled after that.
I will say, though, he looked less concussed than his receivers that were dropping all those passes.
Yeah.
Good God, man. Wentz good.
Well, you sort of alluded to some special play there. Well, a couple possessions later, the Cowboys were forced to punt, and Chris Jones had a special punt, and it was so bad it actually turned out to be good.
Two times in a row, the Cowboys have been 3 and out. That won't be successful against the Eagles. Burner is deep. Chris Jones hits a little wobbler that bounces at the Eagle 25. Dallas roll. Burner says, don't anyone touch it. Wow. Cowboys say, that's a good idea. They've got a quorum now. There's a minion around the ball at the 9-yard line, and the punt goes 61 yards.
That punt was so bad, it was unreturnable. I guarantee when it came off Chris Jones's foot, he said, oh, no. He said, I'm going to have to make a tackle here. And returner couldn't even get to it. It was that poor of a punt.
It went 61 yards.
It's a strange part of the game. You know, you mentioned a couple back-to-back 3-and-outs for the Cowboys. That was also in the middle of 4 consecutive 3-and-outs for the Eagles.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of those was a 4-play drive before those 3-and-outs that they had. So this was a game of missed opportunity. There was a lot of nothing happening at this point of the game.
Absolutely. And that's why I was so frustrated with Garrett at the end of the half. I was like, what are you doing, man? This thing is laying out for you in a way that we did not perceive is going to be that way, and we're not taking advantage of it. Shippy?
Speaking of being frustrated with how the half ends, the Cowboys were able to regain the lead with another Mike Nugget field goal on their next possession. And with the half winding down, the defense had a great opportunity to really regain some momentum.
Wentz in the gun. Back and looking and standing in late pressure and hit as he throws it right in or so. Oh, Anthony Brown! He dropped the ball! Anthony Brown in both hands at the Eagle 47 with an opportunity for more Dallas points, and he started to run before he had possession of the ball.
Wow.
We were at the
tough one.
Me and KT were at the gym in Prosper watching this game with a huge group of people, and It was interesting watching the game, you know, in that setting when that play happened, because the whole play erupted as if there was an interception, and then everybody got kicked in the coconuts simultaneously. And just the reaction of that was, that's one of those plays where every single person there is going, okay, if you ever wondered why Anthony Brown was not a slot receiver, that's why.
Right.
He can't catch.
I feel like that's what it's like teaching a 4-year-old how to catch, is that ball hit him off his elbow. Like Brad said, he dropped it. No, he didn't. His hands weren't even close to the ball. I mean, it sucks, but it was also like, oh, my God. How did you miss it by that much?
It's almost acting like the ball was a wasp. And he jumped up to go get it, and he's, oh, my God, that's a wasp. And I tried to get out of the way at that point.
Or were they sabotaging Marinette?
I said Chippy.
Oh, Ben. The second half is where things started to get less fun for everybody involved, and it happened quick. On their opening possession of the second half, the Eagles marched down the field with ease, capped off with a little dog walking from the Eagles.
Second and two, snap to Wentz, inside handoff, wide open for Clement, banging it down to the goal line, touchdown Eagles. That was the defense the Cowboys played last week.
Oh, just wait, Brad. It's coming.
Well,
it's coming strong.
Well, we're going to end with this right here because everything just kind of, the game was over at that point. The game, or the score was only 15-9 at that point, I believe. But
you could tell.
Yeah, you could tell things weren't going to go well. And at some point, Brad and Babe decided to start referencing old movies.
Well, the ruling was that Durant did have Aguilar's knee on the ground, so there's no touchdown. And the Eagles are fourth down and 5 at the Dallas 17. And without a kicker, Christy, they are going to go for it.
They are. And the Cowboys defense is going to be without Anthony Hitchens. His return is questionable. It's a groin injury. Oh. Sitting on the bench here talking with Sean Lee. So your two top linebackers sitting on the bench commiserating over injuries.
So you fans of the movie Airplane, Christy said he's sitting on the bench during the break. I said, what is it? And Babe said it's a long metal thing that the players sit on, but we don't have time to worry about that right now.
Hospital, what is it? It's a big building with a lot of sick people in it, but that's not important right now.
Surely you understand the importance of this.
Yes, and quit calling me Shirley.
Okay.
So great. They're just doing lines from Airplane now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Underrated. KT, have you seen Airplane?
I have. I liked Airplane. I did not like Airplane 2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.